Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Sheldon Harnick is not a household name, but in the late 50s and the 60s, he emerged as a major theater lyricist. These are his love songs.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Now in his 90s, Sheldon Harnick relishes geography. His musicals take us from Budapest to Russia to England and on to New York City and even Shangri-La. But this location appears on no map. It's a place everyone knows, even though no one's been there. The songs aren't about love, but they do have the sense of wonder that accompanies love songs, along with Harnick's sense of play. From the Apple Tree, Alan Alda, Beautiful, Beautiful World, and Barbara Harris, Here in Eden.
I see animals and birds and flowers, every color, every shape and size, moss and pebbles and a host of wonders, gleaming everywhere I aim my eyes. So if ever I'm attacked by boredom, I'll just open up my eyes and see this diversified, curious, fascinating, bountiful, beautiful, beautiful world. I hear chattering and I hear chirping, whistling, murmuring, and honks and snorts. If I simply take the time to listen, I hear music of a thousand sorts. So if ever I would rest my eyes, my ears could easily describe to me this diversified, curious, fascinating, bountiful, beautiful, beautiful world. World, thank you very much for all I see, hear, taste, and touch, plus every whiff I sniff. Still, it's possible the day may come when momentarily the world wears thin. If I'm weary of the world outside me, I can always take a good look in. For along with every cloud and cobweb, I'm emphatically a member of this diversified, curious, fascinating, bountiful, beautiful, beautiful world I love.
There's plums and peaches, and pears and grapes, so ripe and juicy and utterly inviting. I find the apples especially exciting here in Eden. As for me, I can see I was meant to rejoice in the round, vibrant sound of my own voice. It's all so perfect. And so ideal, and yet I do have one tiny reservation. There's nothing handy for making conversation here in Eden. How'd I come? Where am I from? What's my and so I'm glad I came. It's all so lovely, I may just weep. I love this garden and everything that's in it, and something tells me to treasure every minute. Blossom and bud, mountain and mud, I know I'll be happy, perfectly happy here in Eden.
Alan Alda, Beautiful, Beautiful World, and Barbara Harris, Here in Eden. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Sheldon Harnick wrote musicals, so he wrote love songs. But he's so thoroughly a writer for the theater that his love songs are as much about character as emotion. In the same show, you might find a number that combines comic terror with a dream of marriage, and another that celebrates a new groom's pure joy. From Fiddler on the Roof, Matchmaker, and Miracle of Miracles.
I wonder if Yenta the matchmaker found a husband for you.
Oh, Yenta, Yenta, Yenta!
Well, somebody has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things themselves.
She might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
Since when are you interested in a match, Chava? I thought you just had your eye on your books. And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We have only one rabbi. He has only one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right. Hoddle, oh Hoddle, have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's young. All right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch. True, true. I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. Chava, I found him. Will you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall. That is from side to side, but he's a nice man, a good catch. Right? Right. You heard he has a temper. He'll beat you every night, but only when he's sober. So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince? Well, I do the best I can. With no dowry, no money, no family background, be glad you got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good. Dear Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you were also a bride. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that I'm terrified.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl. Groom me, no groom.
It was a miracle. It was a miracle.
Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a Daniel once again, stood by his side, and miracle of miracles, walked him through the lion's den. Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, I was afraid that God would frown, but like he did so long ago in Jericho, God just made a wall fall down. When Moses softened Pharaoh's heart, that was a miracle. When God made the waters of the Red Sea part, that was a miracle too. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is that out of a worthless lump of clay, God has made a man today. Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a tailor by the hand, turned him around, and miracle of miracles led him to the promised land. When David slew Goliath, yes, that was a miracle. When God gave us manna in the wilderness, that was a miracle too. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is the one I thought could never be. God has given you to me.
Tanya Everett, Joanna Merlin, and Julia McGainis with Matchmaker, and Austin Pendleton, Miracle of Miracles. Many of Harnick's character songs combine wit with a dream of romance. It wasn't always that way, though. His early songs rely on wit. He says it came easily to him. Over time, he learned not to surrender wordplay, but to write with simple emotionalism as well. No matter what they reveal, the next two songs never lose the sympathetic understanding of the lyricist who stands behind them. First, a comic song from a woman who receives flowers from a secret admirer, then a nostalgic remembrance tinged with envy and regret. From the Shoestring Review of 1955, Dodie Goodman with David Baker and Harnick, Someone's Been Sending Me Flowers, and from Jerry Bock and Harnick's 1963 score to She Loves Me, Ludwig Donath, Days Gone By.
Someone's been sending me flowers. Oh, what a sweet thing to do. Every new day brings another bouquet, and I don't know who to say thank you to. Sometimes they're thrown through my window, or down through the chimney they fall. Sometimes at night when I've turned out my light, they come through a crack in the wall. Now that my house is a garden, bursting with blossom and bloom, I stand here for hours admiring my flowers. I'd like to lie down, but there just isn't room. Someone's been sending me flowers, more than I ever have had. Remarkable stuff, but enough is enough. If I see another bouquet, I'll go mad. He started by sending me bluebells. Oddly enough, they were gray. Each faded bloom had a nasty perfume. Besides being gray, they were paper mache. There followed a garland of fungus. Then as a tropical treat, he sent me a plant that proceeded to pant and later began to eat meat. The cactus corsage touched me deeply, a beautiful plant in its prime. I felt much the same when the rock garden came, one rock at a time. Somebody madly adores me. I know not whom to suspect, since I can't madly adored. I do wish you'd stop sending flowers.
Mr. Marachek, I haven't been to a dance hall in years.
I know what you bachelors are like. Remember, George, I was once one myself. And what a bachelor. Young, strong, oh, I was something in days gone by. With some girl who just happened to catch my eye. Slim, straight, light on my feet, shoes just skimming the ground. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, follow the beat. Around, around, around. All night circling the floor, till dawn lit up the sky. No one younger than I in days gone by. And then I met Mrs. Marachek, and ever since I've danced only with her. I bet you think that's incredible.
No.
Young, strong, oh, I was something in days gone by.
Mrs. Marachek's a beautiful woman.
With some girl who just happened to catch my eye.
If I could find the right girl.
Slim, straight, light on my feet. Shoes just skimming the ground.
The fact is, I'm a terrible dancer.
1, 2, 3, follow the beat. Around, around, around.
I can do it with my hands, all right.
All night circling
the floor. I
always have
trouble with my feet.
Till dawn lit up the sky. No one younger than I.
Dodie Goodman, Someone's Been Sending Me Flowers, and Ludwig Donath, Days Gone By. A lot of Harnick's songs have an urban strain. He's from Chicago. Jerry Bock, his most frequent collaborator, is from Flushing in New York City, and they work together on Broadway. Their work has a bruised romanticism that never loses hope and gives them a city sensibility, no matter where the show is actually set. Usually in witty songs, the singers are merely mouthpieces for the songwriter's wit. But with Harnick, they emerge as characters with stories to tell. From New Faces of 1952, Alice Ghostly with Boston Begin.
Strangers, I've seen it all as I recall. I met him in Boston, in the native quarter. He was from Harvard, just across the border. It was a magical night with romance everywhere. There was something in the air. There always is in Boston. We went to the Casbah. That's an Irish bar there. The underground hideout of the D.A.R. there. Something inside of me said, watch your heart, mademoiselle. And it might be just as well to watch your purse in Boston. to the common. That's a pretty park there. As I remember, it was pretty dark there. In this exotic locale, by a silver lagoon, underneath a voodoo moon, we fell asleep in Boston. That was the story of my one romance there. Our dream of adventure didn't stand a chance there. How could we hope to enjoy all the pleasures ahead when the books we should have read were all suppressed in Boston, exotic Boston, land of the free.
What we hear in Boston Begin also appears in similar songs. The inventiveness of the details, the arched eyebrow, the elegantly romantic melodies behind the wit, the gift for storytelling. From She Loves Me, Barbara Baxley, A Trip to the Library, and from Bach and Harnick's 1960 score to Tenderloin, Ron Hussman, Picture of Happiness.
Let me tell you, you've never seen anything like that library. So many books. So much marble. It's so quiet. And suddenly all of my confidence dribbled away with a pitiful plop. My head was beginning to swim and my forehead was covered with cold perspiration. I started to reach for a book and my hand automatically came to a stop. I don't know how long I stood frozen, a victim of panic and mortification. Oh, how I wanted to flee. When a kindly voice, a gentle voice, whispered, "Pardon me." And there was this dear, sweet, clearly respectable, thickly bespectacled man who stood by my side and quietly said to me, "Ma'am, don't mean to intrude, but I was just wondering, are you in need of some help?" I said, "No.
Yes, I am."
The next thing I know, I'm sipping hot chocolate and telling my troubles to Paul, whose tender brown eyes kept sending compassionate looks. A trip to the library has made a new girl love me, for suddenly I can see the magic of books. I have to admit that in back of my mind I was praying he wouldn't get fresh. And all of the while I was wondering why an illiterate girl should attract him. Then all of a sudden he said that I couldn't go wrong with the way of all flesh. Of course it's a novel, but I didn't know, or I certainly wouldn't have smacked him. But he gave me a smile that I couldn't resist. Optometrist. You know what this dear, sweet, slightly bespectacled gentleman said to me next. He said he could solve this problem of mine. I said, how? He said if I'd like, he'd willingly read to me some of his favorite things. I said, when? He said, now. His novel approach seemed highly suspicious and possibly dangerous too. I told myself, wait, think, dare you go up to his flat? What happens if things go wrong? It's obvious he's quite strong. He read to me all night long. Now how about that? It's hard to believe how truly domestic and happily hopeful I feel. I picture my Paul there reading aloud as I cook. As long as he's there to read, there's quite a good chance indeed, a chance that I'll never need to open a book. Unlike someone else, someone I dimly recall, I know he'll only have eyes for me, my optometrist, Paul.
Shame, 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 shame.
Shame, 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 shame.
Shame, 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 shame.
Shame, 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 shame.
He was utterly dissolute, sensual, wicked, and sly.
Shame, 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 shame.
She was utterly virtuous, virginal, sheltered, and shy.
Shame, 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 shame.
He had to have this proper young maiden, so his plans were properly laid. This malicious, old, vicious, old, lecherous, treacherous guy.
Shame, shame, shame.
He fed
her lobster, and sparkling wine, that crafty old swine, her head began to swim,
which was no surprise to him,
which was no surprise to him,
and then, he gratified his whim. Since that lecherous bounder got round her and led her astray. She's the picture of happiness, laughing and singing all day. There are roses in her cheeks now. People listen when she speaks now. No one like her since the days of Salome. From a simple beginning, just see how her sinning has paid. She's the picture of happiness now that she's mastered a trade.
Shame, 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 shame.
Here's an even more delicate, innocent maiden I know.
Shame, 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 shame.
Who's attracted an eminent, elegant, elderly beau.
Shame, shame, shame.
He was aflame with primitive lust, and so he vowed that however he must. It's a typical, tragical story of worry and woe.
Shame, 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 shame.
The cad,
the cad.
He
promised
that they would wed.
That they would wed.
That's just what he said.
That's just what he said.
His purpose he concealed.
His purpose he concealed.
While he led her far afield.
While he led her far afield.
And then.
And then.
And then. He tempted her to yield. Since that lecherous bounder got round her and led her astray. She's the picture of happiness, laughing and singing all day. There
are roses in her cheeks now. People listen when she speaks now. No one like her since the days of Salome. From a simple beginning, just see how her sinning has paid. She's the picture of heavenly happiness now that she's made. The picture of happiness now that she's mastered a trade.
Barbara Baxley, A Trip to the Library, and Ron Hussman, Picture of Happiness. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. No matter what they feel, want, or need, recognizable people speak in these lyrics. They tell stories about how tentative feelings can be, about love's confusion, or worse, its failure and loss. But there are also songs where love triumphs. A love song whose discovery couldn't be more jubilant as it tells the story the lover hopes for, and a song that relies on the details of everyday life to reveal someone both practical and imaginative. Daniel Massey, She Loves Me, and from Bakken-Harnick's 1970 score to the Rothschilds, Lila Martin and Hal Linden, One Room.
Well, 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 well. Well, wonders never cease. I didn't like her. Didn't like her, I couldn't stand her. Couldn't stand her, I wouldn't have her. I never knew her. But now I do, and I could, and I would, and I know. She loves me, and to my amazement, I love it, knowing that she loves me. She loves me, true, she doesn't show it. How could she, when she doesn't know it? Yesterday she loathed me, bah. Now today she likes me, ha. And tomorrow, tomorrow, ah. My teeth ache from the urge to touch her. I'm speechless, for I mustn't tell her. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that she and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised she's bound to be. She loves me. She loves me. I love her. Isn't that a wonder? I wonder why I didn't want her. I want her, that's the thing that matters. And matters are improving daily. Yesterday I loathed her, bah. Now today I love her, ha. And tomorrow, tomorrow, ah, I'm tingling, such delicious tingles. I'm trembling, what the hell does that mean? I'm freezing, that's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent, and like some adolescent, I'd like to sprawl on every wall I see. She loves me. She loves me.
One room, that's all I really want, a place to lay my head and to be with you. Just one room, a table and a stove, a bureau and a bed and a chair or two. One window with curtains, one flower, one pot. It sounds like so little, it's not. One room, a place to start a life and live from day to day as our neighbors do. Just one room, a place to be alone, a baby of my own and you. To clean for and cook for as mother and wife is all that I look for in life.
One room, I've seen our neighbors' wives, how quickly they grow old when the children come. In one room, a dozen hungry mouths, and not enough to fill even one of them. To settle for little, for most wives, that's fine. I cannot accept it for mine. My wife will never have to see apologetic looks in her husband's eyes. My wife will have as good a life as my will and my brain can devise. Will you settle for more rather than less? Can you make that sacrifice?
Yes. If one room's not good enough for you, I'll do the best I can with two.
Daniel Massey, She Loves Me, and Lila Martin and Hal Linden, One Room. Because all of Harnick's work is for the theater, his love songs are rarely generic or merely conventional. They connect to character and storytelling. Because wit came so easily to him, it took him a long time to value simplicity, especially in love songs. The expression of uncluttered emotion without apparent artifice was the toughest lesson to learn. Harnick manages to retain his wit while learning it. You see the result in these two introspective songs that take form as questions. Barbara Harris, What Makes Me Love Him, and Barbara Cook, Will He Like Me?
What makes me love him? It's not his singing. I've heard his singing. It sours the milk, and yet it's gotten to the point where I prefer that kind of milk. What makes me love him? It's not his learning. He's learned so slowly his whole life long, and though he really knows a multitude of things, they're mostly wrong. He is a good man, yet I would love him if he abused me or used me ill. And though he's handsome, I know inside me, were he a plain man, I'd love him still. What makes me love him? It's quite beyond me. It must be something I can't define, unless it's merely that he's masculine. the shy and quiet girl he's going to see be the girl that he's imagined me to be. Will he know enough to know that there's more to me than I may always show? Will he like me? Will he know that there's a world of love waiting to warm him? Can say how I wish that we could meet another day. It's absurd for me to worry so this way. To go. It's insanity for me to worry so.
From Bach and Harnick's 1966 score to The Apple Tree, Barbara Harris, What Makes Me Love Him. And from She Loves Me, Barbara Cook, Will He Like Me? Here's a different kind of love song, also in the form of a question. Fiddler on the Roof's great theme is tradition, but its subtext is the coming of the modern world and the resulting changes, even in the insignificant village of Anatevka. Puzzled by his daughter's marital choices, Tevye initiates a comic but touching pillow conversation with his wife in response to a world in upheaval. Maria Karnilova and Zero Mostel, Do You Love Me?
Goldie, I've decided to give Perchik permission to become engaged to our daughter Huttle.
What? He's poor. He has nothing. Absolutely nothing. Percy!
He's a good man, Goldie. I like him. And what's more important, Huddle likes him. Huddle loves him. So what can we do? It's a new world. A new world. Love. Goldie, do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you? With our daughters getting married and this trouble in the town, you're upset, you're worn out. Go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
Goldie, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me?
You're a fool.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well?
For 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked the cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now?
Goldie, the first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So was I.
But my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other. And now I'm asking, Goldie, do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love him?
Well?
For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
Then you love me. And I suppose I love you too. It doesn't change a thing, but even so, after 25 years, it's nice to know.
Maria Karnilova and Zero Mostel, Do You Love Me? Everybody writes flops. Rex by Harnick and Richard Rodgers ran 49 performances. When a show dies, it usually takes its songs with it. But at least one of its songs deserves to survive. By 1976, the year of Rex, Harnick had mastered the direct love lyric required by the purity of Rodgers' later melodies. The song is sweet and sad and loving, the kind of song whose simple emotionalism can lift you out of yourself. Nicole Williamson and Penny Fuller, Away From You.
However narrow the distance between us, it's still far too wide. I begrudge every task that takes me from you, and every moment that keeps me from your side. Away from you, there is no music. There is no sunlight. The world is gray. Away from you, the clocks are frozen, and time's a traveler who's lost his way. The people I meet might as well be statues. The words we exchange might as well be Greek. The room that I'm in may be bright and cheerful, but to me it's dim and bleak. I'm half alive until the moment the door swings open and you walk through. Then my world starts to glow like a stained glass window, and what was old and cold is warm and new. And so you see why I can never be away from you.
Away from you, the world is lifeless, as though creation had gone awry. The trees are bare, there are no flowers. The fields are thirsty, the streams are dry. We live, you and I, for an hour of sunlight. A world of gray. Our moments of warmth have been touch and go, love, but tonight we'll touch and stay.
Such joy I never knew. And so you see why I can never be away from you.
Nicole Williamson and Penny Fuller, Away From You. In the years after the Great American Songbook, a number of theater composers and lyricists kept alive the rich combination of wit and sentiment that characterized the songbook. Near the top of that list was Sheldon Harnick. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it someday, I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, Fascinating Rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating Rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, too fine tonight, no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me. Oh, how I love
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.